What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us from the Jamestown Rural Fire Department, we have Chief Brian Paulson and Travis Lemieux. And Travis and Brian, welcome to our show.
Good morning.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for taking some time. Appreciate the chance to talk to you. Of course, during the month of February, we know the Jamestown Rural Fire Department very busy with the upcoming Fishing Derby. I think 14th annual coming up this year. And I don't know, Chief Paulson, we'll start with you. This has been a huge fundraiser for this volunteer fire department.
Correct. This is our 14th year. When we started this, we didn't know if we'd have this type of longevity with it and be successful. But through the years, we've had great organizers and committee chairs that have grown this thing into what it is. And that's no exception. Travis Lemieux here is a chair this year and has done an outstanding job for the department and the community putting this event together.
Big, big fundraiser for the department. Like we said, operating as a volunteer fire department, you guys rely on fundraisers such as this one to support and bring in equipment that's needed for what you guys do too, right?
Correct. Last year, we were able to purchase 30 sets of structure firefighting gear. That was a helmet, set of leather boots, coat, pants. You know, that's around about $2,500 a set. And we used primarily our fishing tournament funds. The volunteers funded that project. So our fire district didn't have to contribute to that. And in years past, purchased a tanker truck that holds 3,000 gallons of water. And that was around $226,000 at that time. And that was paid fully by the volunteers.
Unbelievable.
We paid for that. Yeah. So again, you know, this goes a long ways to helping out our district members, the taxpayers. These fundraising efforts allow us to build our capabilities every year.
Absolutely. So this fishing derby, extremely important for the JRFD. And Travis, we'll jump over to you here. Lots of planning goes into this thing. There's been a lot of groundwork done behind the scenes, but I think you guys are ready to put this thing on here coming up on the 19th, right?
Yeah. So yeah, it is. We have a lot of meetings during it. Let's put it that way. So, but yeah, we do. And the fishing part is on the 19th. So if you got a fishing derby ticket, you're surely welcome to come out there and go fishing with us out there on Pelican Point. And then afterwards is another big deal that we put on, and it's the after party. It's the raffle drawing and that type of stuff, and we bring a band in. That is open to the public. You don't need to have anything to do with having a fishing derby ticket or any of that. This year, we brought in the band Slam-O-Bama. So that's going to be down at the Casey's, and that'll be after the drawing. The drawing will be at 8 o'clock. And then before the drawing, we got bacon raffles and gun boards and other stuff we put on down there. So it's kind of a full night of event at the Civic Center.
Again, we have Travis Lemieux and Brian Paulson with the Jamestown Rural Fire Department joining us here on Let's Talk About It, talking about the 14th annual Fishing Derby and the after party coming up on the 19th. Travis, let's kind of walk through the day for you guys. I know you're out there on the ice, all day long until things wrap up. And it's a fun competition, and people are encouraged to bring their kids along and kind of just make it a big day, right?
Yep. Yeah. So we get out there fairly early to make sure we get the line started and get people parking. We don't allow vehicles on the ice just because it would be too much weight on the ice. You are allowed to bring in an ice house. We are recommending kind of pop-ups this year because of the snow out there on the reservoir. So the bigger ones are going to be more of a pain in the butt to get out. But we start off, we get out there, we put lines up. First 50 kids, 12 and under, get a free fishing rod when they're out there. And then we go from there. We start fishing at 1 o'clock. You can drill all your holes up until 1 o'clock. We allow people on the ice at
9 a.m.
Okay.
9 to 1 is you can go through the checkpoints, okay. Registration, and the contest starts from 1 to 4. So you get out there, drill all your holes up till 1 o'clock, and at 1 o'clock, it's a go.
Like I said, you guys keep track of all that. You like to announce, you know, the top three catches in each category too, which is really fun, and they get bragging rights and everything like that. I think there's prizes too for biggest catches in there too.
Yeah, the top three in each of the... We got four species of fish we keep track of. The top three are a cash prize. So first place is $600, second place is $400, and third place is $250.
Awesome. And now, is there a cost to Travis to be a part of the fishing derby that's aside from like the raffle ticket prices?
Nope. That was built into the raffle ticket.
It was built into the raffle ticket. Okay. Yep.
And you do need to have your raffle ticket with you to get onto the ice and when you go and get weigh in a fish.
Okay. Yeah. You need that raffle ticket then.
Yep.
Okay. That's important. That's the golden ticket for this. So coming up again on the 19th is the JRFD Fishing Derby. raising money for the Jamestown Rural Fire Department. And then, like you said, Travis, afterwards, even if you didn't have a raffle, you're welcome to come down to that after party.
Yeah, we got a food vendor there. We awesome. Got Ricer's Meats is doing the food vending this year. We have a bar down there, and then we have a band for after the drawing. So it should be a fun-filled night type deal.
Absolutely. So support the Jamestown Rural Fire Department. JRFD.org has all the information you need to. That's where they can keep track and where you guys will make the announcement of all the winners of the raffle items and everything too. But anything else, Chief Paulson or Travis, you guys want to mention?
I just like in wrapping up here, I just want to say thank you to the community for supporting us for 14 years. Thank you to all our sponsors that we have. And also Jamestown Tourism has been a huge supporter of this event. And we can't thank them enough for getting out and promoting this, not only in Jamestown, but other communities. They've helped push this effort. So, and again, a shout out to, thank you to Perry Coos. He's the one that kind of started driving this bus here 14 years ago and kind of handed over the reins to Travis this year. And our other committee members and our co-chair committee member was Les McBurney.
Lots of hands. Lots of people correct. Make it possible. Yep. And of course, all the sponsors too who helped out. So Chief Paulson and Travis, thank you guys again for joining us here on Let's Talk.
You bet. Yeah.